Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. Click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I know my man's hands. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 36-year-old married woman, and my husband is 38. I'm pregnant with my second child, and I'm too far along to travel, so my husband went to his baby sister's wedding without me. He's from Detroit, and his ex-wife and 12-year-old son live there. When we first met, he would go to Detroit to visit with his son, and he would stay at his old home where his ex-wife still lives. He tried to rationalize it by saying he still pays for the house, so he's not going to go to Detroit and pay for a hotel room. After I broke up with him for doing it, he started either staying in a hotel or he would stay with his cousin. Going back and forth to Detroit has always been an issue with me because he gets ghosted when he's there. He tells me that it's because he puts his phone down so he can be present and in the moment with his son. But I think he's over there with his ex-wife playing house. When I noticed I was nagging him about it, I stopped mentioning it. Now when he is there, if he ignores my calls, I ignore his. I hate playing games at this age, but I have to get his attention somehow. So back to the topic at hand. My husband went to Detroit for his sister's wedding, and he told me that his ex-wife was invited. I cannot argue with that because she will be linked to the family forever through their son. I saw photos days after the wedding, and his ex-wife was in a lot of pictures with the family. One picture was taken of her back, and there was a hand on her lower back right at her butt. It was my husband's right hand. He can deny it all he wants. That's right. I know my man's hands. I'm going crazy thinking he was with his ex all weekend. Is it not his responsibility to make me think otherwise? No. No, I don't think it's his responsibility to do that. You saw what you saw. You saw your husband's hand on her lower back. Don't leave it up to him to try to make you think you saw something other than what you saw. You saw it with your own eyes, and you cannot unsee it. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And his hand on her lower back, right at her butt, as you say, means they're still very close and familiar with each other. Kid aside, yes, he could very well have been with her this weekend in Detroit. Of course, he's going to deny it. I mean, what else is he going to say? You busted him. what is he going to say? It wasn't his hand. You definitely should know your husband's hand. And he's not going to tell you the truth. No chance of that. You already know what's up anyway. Didn't you say you left him early on in your relationship because of his situation with her? All of this getting ghost when he's in Detroit, putting his phone down, not answering when you call. All that sounds very suspect to me. Spending time with his son does not require him to spend time with his baby mama, too. Period. Steve?
This is going to be a tough one here.
Yeah. Wiggle out of this one.
Fix it for him, dog.
I'm already out. It's a loophole in this letter. Very, very large loophole. Mm-hmm. I'm about to dive through it.
What? It sounds like you're about to lie.
Men, we're being some situations here. Whenever you meet a man or a woman, know that there comes a history with these people. Nobody is history free. Everybody has a present. Everybody has a past. That's how you get to the present. Mm-hmm. You need the small P to become the big P. Past, present. And what's the most important thing? The big P. Present. But y'all like to bring up the past. So now what we got to do is cover the past. Mm. Shade the past. Make it appear to be something that it wasn't. So we can get on with the present. See, I'm doing the same thing this woman did in this letter because it took her a long time to get down to the crux of this letter. But she thought she was in court, so she was presenting her case. She's 36, her husband's 38, she's pregnant with her second child, so she can't travel. So your husband went to his baby sister's wedding without me. Well, he is his baby sister, so we don't have a problem there. But this is all to set us up for her side of the story. He's from Detroit. His ex-wife and 12-year-old son live there. He has a past. They were married. They had a child. They were together. Now, when we first met, he'd go to Detroit to visit his son, and he'd stay at his old home where his ex-wife still lives. He tried to rationalize it by saying he still paid for the house. He ain't gonna go to Detroit and pay for a hotel room. Bravo, brother. Nice things. But you know that one ain't gonna last. That one ain't gonna last. Now, I must tell you that that type of thinking is not gonna last. I can't help you with this one, dog. I ain't over here. I'm going to Detroit. I'm paying for this house. I'm gonna pay for a house and a hotel. Yes, you will. So you broke up with him for doing it. He started either staying in a hotel or he'd stay at his cousin's house. And that's the way you get your way, lady.
Right.
I commend you for that. I'm on your side. Going back to 4th, Detroit's always been an issue with me because he gets ghosts when he's there. You mad about the whole Detroit situation anyway. The man got to go see his son. We get beat up all the time for not taking care of our kids. Then when we go and be a quality father, somebody got a problem with that part too. Now you can't have your cake and eat it too. When we come back, we'll just talk about what you actually gonna eat, though. Okay? Because it ain't gonna be cake.
All right. All right. Hold that thought, Steve. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. We will recap today's strawberry letter and have more of your response. The subject is, I know my man's hands. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
How many times have you arrived in Orlando and suddenly realized you forgot the kids? But then you remember, you had no intention of bringing the kids. You are in Orlando to enjoy yourself. It's an amazing opportunity to have fun and experience all the fun Orlando has to offer. Sure, Orlando is known as the theme park capital of the world, but there's so much more to this destination. It's the place where adults can become kids again, and happy hour happens any hour. With never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, and outdoor adventures from zip lining to its beautiful natural springs. And, of course, fireworks every single night. Plus, you have loads of entertainment options, see unique neighborhoods, and can even visit their blossoming arts and culture. Orlando has everything for an amazing getaway with your loved ones or friends, including exciting thrill rides, lush lazy rivers, and world-class golf and spas. Yes, there's more to see, do, and experience than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com. All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I know my man's hands.
Well, lady, you set up this letter to get to this long part. We waited till the end of this letter. You told us because you were stating your case that you're 36, he 38. You're having your second child. I don't know if that's with him. I'm pregnant with my second child, and I wasn't able to travel. I'm probably assuming that's y'all's two children, or you had one before, but this one is his for sure. Doesn't matter. He's from Detroit. His ex-wife and 12-year-old son live there. Then when he first met, y'all would go back and forth to Detroit, and he would stay at his old home where his ex still lives, and he tried to rationalize that he ain't paying for a house and a hotel when he go to Detroit. You got on him about it. And you broke up with him for doing it, so he either stays at a hotel or with his cousin now. Bravo, lady, you did the right thing. Put your foot down, stop that. It's hard for me to fix that one too, bros, because I'm not going to be able to help you with this one right here. You can't stay at the woman's house, and it's really not like I can give you. That one ain't going to fly. So anyway, going back and forth, Detroit's always been an issue. Because he gets ghosts when he's there. He tells me it's because he puts his phone down so he can be present and in the moment with his son. Ain't God good. Now, daddy, listen to me. If your son 12 and he don't know that the phone gonna ring sometime, we need to turn him on to technology, because he at that age where y'all probably considering getting him a phone anyway. So
you putting your phone down so you can be present. Then you say, but I think he over there with his ex-wife playing house. Then you say, when I noticed I was nagging him about it, I stopped mentioning it. So when he's there, he ignores my call. Ignore the wife's calls?
Help him. Boy, help him. Help him.
I can't help you with this right here. Ignore the wife's calls?
Mm.
Bruh, you have got to find a way to answer that phone and say, baby, we in the movies now. Baby, I'm putting him to sleep. But he 12, so that ain't going to work. I don't know you. Men are reading bedtime stories. You got to do something, but you cannot ignore her calls. You got to pick that phone up and say something else, dog.
Yes.
You cannot ignore your wife's call. I can't help you with him. So if he ignores my calls, I ignore his. Well, he probably saying hallelujah to that. Uh-huh. I called you, baby. You ain't answer. Whew. That's a relief. So you stupid. You giving him more free time now. You stupid. That's a dumb move, lady. Stop doing that. Stop ignoring him. He's going to pick him up and just say, hello, where you been?
Just right.
Oh, you ready to talk now? Oh, I guess it's convenient for me now while I'm carrying your baby. Oh, it's a whole lot of stuff you can say when you pick that phone up to make him want to vomit. My husband went to Detroit for his sister's wedding. He told me his ex-wife was invited. Oh, first of all, let me tell you this. She said, I hate playing games at this age, but I have to get his attention somehow. So back to the topic at hand. We are 90% through with the letter before she gets to this part. My husband went to Detroit for his sister's wedding. He told me his ex-wife was invited. I could not argue with that because she is linked to the family forever through the son. Okay, got that. I saw photos the day after the wedding and his ex-wife was in a lot of pics with the family. Yeah, she was there. You would have been in pics too, but you couldn't make it because you was pregnant, right? One picture was taken of her back and there was a hand on her lower back right at her butt. It was my husband's hand. He can deny it all he wants. I know my man's hands. I'm going crazy thinking he was with his ex all weekend. Is it not his responsibility to make me think otherwise? Yes, it is his responsibility to make you think otherwise. And he did just that. He said, that is not my hand. You says he can deny it all he wants. I know my man's hand. That is not my hand. You know how many people got this hand right here?
You, just you.
A whole lot of people got hand look like mine.
Oh, please.
Did you see my face back there on her back?
On her butt?
Did you see my wedding ring on her back? Because I always wear my wedding ring. Mm-hmm. Huh? Look how small that man's hands is. Now look at my hands. Because see, the picture there is deception. Pictures are never as clear as they are. It is the size of the man's hand that I would win this argument. And I would make a refer to a case in the past. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. That is not my hand. It is the wrong size. Oh, it looked like my hand, but it ain't right. I put my hand up against that picture, which will be way bigger, and I'll go right there. Look at that. Look at the hand size. Let me take my hand and put it on your lower back.
All right. Leave your comments.
That is not my hand. Is it his responsibility to make me think otherwise? Yes, and he did it.
No, he didn't. And no. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter. Quoting on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next is the nephew in for Junior in sports talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.